call on the Senate Resources Committee to order Senator Wilikowski, co-chairman, myself, Senator Huggins, and Senator Stevens. We have a quorum. We have one item on the agenda today. That is CS for House Joint Resolution number 49 by Representative Stoltz. And Esther is going to present it for our good co-chairman of Finance. Welcome.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Esther Chaw, staff to Senator McGuire, and unfortunately, Representative Stoltz cannot be here today to introduce the bill himself, so our office has kindly taken the responsibility. HJR 49 is a resolution disapproving the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's intention to use the Clean Air Act to impose climate regulations. House Joint Resolution 49 urges the U.S. Congress to enact U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski's Senate Joint Resolution 26, a resolution that would disapprove the U.S. EPA's rule relating to the endangerment finding. The endangerment finding is a scientific study based on 6 greenhouse gas emissions, and the EPA is using it to create economy-wide command and control regulations to force reductions in greenhouse gas emissions that could stifle the economic development of Alaska. While the EPA set out to regulate only mobile sources, the Clean Air Act will extend the agency's authority to regulate all greenhouse gas emissions, including from stationary sources. Many people believe that this is not the way to accomplish this regulation, and it should be through congressional legislation rather than through bureaucracy. The resolution also states that the Clean Air Act also does not account for Alaska's unique circumstances, including its population, physical size, geographic location, and Arctic climate. The regulations would affect many economic areas of Alaska and would include any areas that produce greenhouse gases, such as Alaska's refineries, pipelines, hospitals, and other entities. The sponsor is worried that many of the major economic drivers of the state would be impacted by any greenhouse gas and environmental regulations imposed by the EPA. Senator Murkowski's resolution has drawn strong support. It is co-sponsored by 40 of her colleagues, including 3 Democratic senators. And that it will be the end of my testimony. If you have any questions, I would be happy to attempt to answer them, but I believe we also have public testimony.
Great. Thank you, Esther. We have also been joined by Senator French, and we have one item. We have House Joint Resolution number 49 by Representative Stoltz in front of us. Questions for the bill's sponsor? Representative Senator Huggins.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I haven't heard about this resolution before, but I mean, I guess I'm wondering why the Congress doesn't pass. I mean, why we're doing this? Why the Environmental Protection Agency is?
I believe the answer to the question, Senator Huggins, through the chair, is that the Congress just hasn't had the time to develop a policy, and so
it's just timing. Okay,
right.
Thank you.
That's exactly what the issue is. So, the broader concern, as I recall from Senator Murkowski, is that because the climate change bills that were being considered by the Senate and the House didn't pass, EPA decided to go ahead and use its regulatory authority to create essentially a legislative construct, and that's the pushback. So some people have signed on with the belief that the policies themselves are a bad idea. Some have signed on with the belief that the federal government's overreaching in terms of its regulatory authority, and some both, right? So further questions? Yes, Senator Stevens.
I'm just trying to understand it makes a lot of sense to me, and I like what it says. But referring to the governor's, the news release you have from the office of the governor, that the state of Alaska filed a motion to intervene in a lawsuit. How does your resolution interact with the action of the administration?
Hold on a second. I'm not sure, Senator Stevens, through the chair. I do not actually have a copy of that letter.
Just had it in our packet here.
I think I had it, but I no longer have it right now. So
So the question, Senator Stevens, was...
Well, I guess the question is this just already doing something that the governor is already doing, or do we need to have this resolution to back up what the governor is doing? How do the two things work in together?
Senator Stevens, through the chair, that I am not sure. I have not discussed with the bill sponsor, but I would assume that is his intent to try and work together with the governor. And
thank you.
Senator French.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I don't know a lot about this, so forgive me if my question is off base, but I'm just wondering, do we know what form the EPA's rules will take? I mean, have they been sort of drafted to the point where we all know what it is we're opposing and supporting?
Senator French, through the chair, that is, again, a question that I am not 100% sure on, but I can find the answer for you by either asking the bill sponsor's office or...
Thank you. And if I can just follow up, the reason I ask is because it's kind of occurred to me, and I know other, I'm sure it's occurred to other folks, is that it's possible that Alaska could get a big boost out of the right climate change bill. It's been my sort of hope. I don't know that the coal-burning states will let it happen. It's probably unlikely politically, but it's possible you get the right rules that sort of put tight restrictions on coal burning, make natural gas a preferred fuel, and suddenly we're in the catbird seat. That's kind of been my hope. I don't know that it's that likely politically, but it's been my hope. So I'm just concerned that I don't sort of come out against the EPA doing something that may wind up helping my state. That's my concern.
Yeah, and just to respond to that, I think, you know, looking at the crux of the language in it, it does talk about some of the specific requirements. But I think the broader point is who should be in the driver's seat on making climate change policy. And I know Senator Begich also has a similar provision dealing with this notion, which is that, you know, the provisions may or may not be good for Alaska, but should come through the legislative process themselves and not through the EPA and its reg writing authority in such a broad manner.
Yeah. Well,
Senator Huckins?
Well, Madam Chairman, I sort of look at this in the local term as DEC. I mean, I would hope that all of us would be very, very concerned if for some reason we couldn't pass something here in the legislature that the DEC takes their license, unelected, appointed. I mean, all those things which people are skeptical of, and suddenly they're in the driver's seat no matter where they go.
Absolutely. Okay, further discussion on our resolution. Senator Wilikowski.
Yeah, just for discussion purposes. The sort of the background on this, my understanding, there was a case, Massachusetts versus the EPA, and the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that the EPA can regulate greenhouse gases, and that's basically what's going on here. And so it's a question of, does the EPA do something that the federal government has not done when they... Supreme Court says they have the power to do so. So it's policy. It's a policy call. There are differences of opinion on it. I agreed to hear this. I didn't object to having this before us because I thought it was a good discussion. I think it's a good discussion we should have. I don't know that I'll vote for it on the floor, but it's a good discussion, I think, for us as a state to have.
Absolutely. And you gentlemen over here might get a copy of Senator Begich's bill as well, because my understanding is they track one another fairly closely on the broader concerns about our refineries, the hydrocarbon economy that we have, and then also just the perceived federal overreach. Okay, any further discussion on the House resolution? Senator Stevens.
I just want to comment that I think I've discovered the answer to my question, which is that the Office of Governor has moved ahead and filed a motion in court to intervene in a lawsuit for this issue over the Environmental Protection Agency. And what this resolution does, it has nothing to do with that. It simply says that it's good information, but what this is doing is urging Congress to enact its own legislation. So I do support this.
Got it. Okay, anyone here in the audience wishing to testify on CS for House Joint Resolution number 49? Anyone online I've overlooked? Okay, hearing and seeing none, public testimony is closed. on the joint resolution, and I would take a motion.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
Senator Wilkowski?
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I move that the Resource Committee move CS for House Joint Resolution 49 out of committee with individual recommendations and zero fiscal note.
Okay. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing and seeing none. Welcome to Senator Mike Miller, by the way. Hearing and seeing none, we're adjourned.